Hi there, I'm Elisa Hitchcock and I'm here with Lauren Schrock. We are going to learn, well, she's going to teach me, and I am going to learn how to learn about the online plans program through Associated General Contractors of Alaska. Lauren, what do I do first?
Well, first things first, you're going to want to get to the website. The easiest way to do that is usually from our website, agcak.org. From there, there's a tab across the menu on the far right, going across the top of the website, that says Online Plan Login. So you can click right on that. Another way to get there is if you already have an account and you're signed up with us, you'll be receiving the daily project emails. And in those, you can click on any link of a project, and when you do, it'll open up the browser for you and prompt you to log in. So,
oh, excellent. Thank you.
Whichever way is easiest for you.
Excellent.
Once you get there, plug in your login information, and if for some reason it's giving you any trouble, just give us a call. We can help you out with that. But once you log in, what you are greeted with by default is the bidding project screen. So this is going to show you in a large grid format, by ascending bid date, all the projects out for bid that we have listed on the site. Every single one.
Excellent.
So as you scroll down, you can see right now there are 204 projects on the site. There's a little project counter down at the very, very bottom of the screen.
Excellent.
And you can see moving through, there's five pages of them. So at any given time, yeah, there's usually between 150 and 200 on there that go out for the next couple of months. Like this one, yeah, it just ends mostly in October. So as you're looking at the basic information this big grid can give you, moving over from left to right, what you have for each project is a little project preview button that if you click on it, pulls up the basic overview of information about a project, a description, where it is, when
now
it bids.
That's a useful tool. Instead
Very
of going right
useful.
Into the document, you can just use that info button.
Absolutely.
Oh, I like that. That's great.
Especially because some project owners name their projects kind of vaguely.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go, what does that mean? And you can easily find out.
Excellent.
The next few columns there are helpful to some, not so much to others. One is shows whether or not there's documents available. The next shows how long the project has been on the website.
Excellent.
And the next one is more for inter-team communication. If you have a lot of folks in your company that use online plans, what you can do is leave notes for each other on specific projects. So say somebody has looked at it and they enter in a note saying, hey, you know, this is not really probably anything we need to pursue. You'll be able to see from this main grid that there's a note. You'll be able to click on it and see, okay, I can move on from this one.
Excellent.
From there, moving over more, there's a little number sign or hashtag column. And what this is if you hover over the three-letter acronyms or the acronyms that are found in each one of those little boxes next to a project, you can see who the project owner is. So again, for some companies, that's really helpful just because they know that they frequently want to work with the railroad or with, you know, XYZ.
Exactly.
From there on out, the other three are pretty self-explanatory. Bid date, project name, location. You can probably gather what those are. One thing to note with any grid like the one that you see here is that if you click on the column header for any of these, you can sort by that column. So say you click on location, it's going to group together for you in alphabetical order, either ascending or descending, depending on if you click multiple times on that header, group everything by location for you. There are other easier ways to do that as well, but if you want to look at something in the ABC, it makes it pretty quick. Otherwise, you have to click through.
Excellent. This is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Learn a lot fast.
Yeah, there's quite a lot on there, but
mm-hmm.
for the most part, it's user-friendly. So say, though, that you get on here and you don't want to look at every single one of the 204 projects and click through to find something that might be pertinent to you, because, of course, there are, you know, vertical projects on there, there's highway, there's all kinds of supply service RFPs, so you want to just get to the stuff that's going to be your meat and potatoes, right?
Truly, absolutely.
So what you want to do is up in the left-hand side above that big project grid is a little gray box that says search projects. So you'll click on that and up will pop a screen on top of what you're looking at. and it gives you a few boxes where you can enter in different search criteria. So city, keyword, project name are going to be the ones that are relevant. It does say county on there, but that's because this is based off of a platform that also works in places where there are counties, which, you know, not us.
Yep.
So naturally, city's pretty self-explanatory. That's how you can enter in any particular city.
Narrow your
scope. It'll pull up those jobs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The most helpful one, from what I've experienced, is the keyword box, though.
Okay.
This is where you can enter in one or multiple keywords that is relevant to what you do and what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And when you put those in and you run a search, it not only checks the title and the basic description of a project for those words, but it also goes through the entirety of the spec book or the request for proposal, any PDF that's attached to that project, any document.
Wow.
It's searching all of it for those keywords.
Oh, that's useful.
That is useful because it helps you, you know, not accidentally skip over something if it's not in the title or description.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. The only caveat there, of course, is that you don't want to have a word that is too broad and will only narrow it down by 100 instead of something a bit, you know,
exactly,
a bit more helpful. So
yeah,
it can take a little trial and error to find the right set of words that consistently helps you find what you're looking for, but it's there, I promise.
Okay.
So what's something that might work for you that you want to check out?
This probably wouldn't be in there, but it might be interesting to find out what it pulls up.
Sure.
We do a lot of events at mm-hmm. Arts Services North, so events might be a possibility. I don't know if anything would come up, but it might be worth a try.
Sure. Let's try it out. So I put events in there, and I'm going to run the search. And we have had RFPs come through in the past, for various hosting things, but
project management.
Not always what you expect. So, yeah, going through here, I'm just going to scroll down and see how many it pulled up real quick. Pulled up 62 projects.
Wow.
But looking through kind of the names of these, it looks like might not be quite it. So, this is where that little information button on the far left column can come in really handy again. What you can do is once you run a search and you're in a grid like this and you click that button,
mm-hmm.
there's going to be another little sub area in that information that it pops up.
Oh, it's got three tabs there.
Three tabs. And so this one says documents. And if you drop it down, it's going to let you click on the name of a document. And it shows you, basically, in the attached PDF, be it a spec book, be it the RFP, where that search term that you entered is.
There it is. I see lots of words that say events.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how interesting.
And so it looks like this one is the space for lease at the sports center, you know, in Wasilla.
Yeah.
So, but it certainly cuts out a little bit of time, which I'll show you in a minute if you try, you know, if you go in here and then open the book, you know.
There's
a
lot more time involved.
So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Makes
that's
it a little easier. So, you know, you can go through and kind of poke around in those projects and see
if there's anything else that comes up.
Exactly. So say you did find one that you were interested in, though. Let's look at this one since it'll be a pretty good example, I believe. Nope, I lied. Hold on. Can't always tell. I'm looking for one with a good bidders list on it. So we have... Okay,
oh,
that'll
wow.
do.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. So what we've done now is we've clicked into a project, meaning we've clicked on the title of it from the main project grid, and when you click on it, you get to a page that gives you even more information than that little informational pop-up that you can opt to view in the project grid area can.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at this, it shows you, of course, the bid date and time, gives you if an estimate low and high was provided in the bid documents, it gives you that. There's a link directly back to the project source website, which can be helpful if you want to know more about the project
that
owner.
Yeah.
In this case, it's ANTHC, and so if you're looking for resources for them, that can be a good place to start.
Thanks.
And we'll get down to the bidders list in a little bit, which is where you get to once you scroll. But the most usually powerful areas if you're looking to bid a project is going to be over on the right-hand side of the page. There are two little kind of stacked menus, one with the header of documents and one with the header of project actions right below it.
Oh, cool.
So view project docs, which is the first menu option under documents, is pretty self-explanatory. If you click on that, it'll open up a new tab and allow you to break out any of the documents that are contained there. So, you know, some projects have
there's
two
a
documents.
Lot of pieces there.
Yeah, there's quite a
few.
Yeah,
in this particular bid.
Absolutely. All the plan sheets, which we do our best to name them out for you, and then the specs. So with the specs, it's helpful. You can, of course, view things page by page if you so choose, but it's usually easiest to go for the option of opening the original PDF, which is a directly viewable option there once you've clicked in.
Excellent.
And so from there, of course, you can directly download it to your desktop, or you can use the Control-F find function to search through it further for anything else you're looking
or
for.
Any code words or anything.
Exactly, and help you determine further, you know, if you are planning to move forward with it.
Cool.
The plan sheets are a little different, and I can show you how we easily allow those to be downloaded. When they're uploaded, they're uploaded as high-resolution images, and they aren't initially put into one PDF because that would usually condense it too much and not make it easy to view.
Okay.
So, if you get to this point, you're like, man, I really need, you know, this full batch of plans and be able to download them, and you don't want to do all 28 of them one by one.
Yes.
The easiest thing to do is to go back to the detail page for the project, and on that same documents menu, underneath View Project Docs is a file downloader.
Cool.
So you drop that down and click on the web downloader, and that's going to take you to a page where it allows you to download those plans and bind them all together. You can convert them to a PDF and bind them all together, high resolution. And basically, you just go through a couple of steps that allows you to put it all together and download it to your desktop pretty quickly.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Instead of having to dig through you know you need it, there it is all in one place.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you're a mechanical subcontractor or something like that, you can still avoid going through and downloading them one by one by using this step, but you don't have to download all of the plan documents, so you can go through and just select the particular mechanical ones that you need.
Exactly.
Anything like that.
Excellent.
So going back to that project detail page again and looking further at this documents menu, one benefit that we do provide to users is the order prints function, and we have a few members that are, a few AGC members that are reprographic sources, and they work with us to give members a discounted rate if they order through the online service.
Okay.
So if you're on a project and you don't have a plan printer in your own office and you say, hey, I just need these, you can click on that button, tell them that you want it in prints, and select your Anchorage or Fairbanks local printer. Tell them when you want to pick it up, how many you need, any special instructions, and you click there. It'll send an order off to the shipper, send you a confirmation, the printer, and they'll contact you for any further information, and you'll just pay them once you go pick them up. But it allows you to
get things quickly, too.
Do that in
and get a hard copy.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah. And, yeah, mention you're an AGC member, and they'll give you that discount.
Nice.
So, again, going back to the project detail, I know there's a lot in here, but everybody uses it differently. You
absolutely,
know?
And it's really nice to see the variations and pieces that are available.
Sure. So, further down on that documents menu, we have a few little pieces of software that can be helpful for general contractors and subcontractors. They're estimation and takeoff software. So they come bundled with online plans. If you'd like, you can download them and try them out. We don't frequently do trainings on them, but we can and have in the past gotten in contact with those software representatives to do a couple of trainings.
Okay.
So from what I understand, it's pretty intuitive. I'm also not a contractor, so, you know, take that with a grain of salt. But you can always give it a shot, see if it's helpful to you. If not,
nice.
Up to you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So continuing down, we get into the project actions menu. And this is full of fun stuff. So the first button there is view activity.
Oh.
When you click on that, you are going to be able to see everybody that's ever even looked at the project.
Oh, fascinating.
So
there's a lot there.
It's a little bit of a sneak peek.
Wow, 3 pages of it.
Yeah, you can check out, are my competitors bidding that, or
mm-hmm.
If I'm a general, are the subs that I like to work with looking at that? Who is looking at it? When have they looked at it? Have they viewed it? Have they saved it?
Wow.
What have they done?
Uh-huh.
And so, of course, you have company name, phone number, fax, email address on there, and can easily use that information to your benefit.
Absolutely. Seeing who's out there considering bidding on it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And this is another one of those grids that you can easily sort by the column header.
Mm-hmm.
So it automatically sorts by the date of the view.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to sort it by company name, etc.,
nice.
Have at it. If you want to sort it by phone number for some weird reason, I don't know why you would. But you can do that if you want.
Nice. Thank you.
Yeah. Back to that project actions menu again in the detail for a project. Below view activity is email project info. So this is a quick way to get the nuts and bolts of a project to someone that may be interested in it. When you click that, it opens up a little box that you can enter in a 2 and a CC if you'd like for email addresses, and a box for any additional comments. You can say, hey, you know, check this out. We'd like you to submit sub bids to us.
That's great, because every so often you might see something that would be perfect for, hey, did you see this one?
Mm-hmm.
Let's check it out, because I think that might fit you better than me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love it.
Right? It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And of course, it sends them a link to the project directly once it autofills all that kind of good information in there. Down one more is the most important button. It's the most essential button, one that everyone kind of forgets to click, but it's okay. We'll get them there eventually, the Add Me to Bidders List button.
Oh.
Now, you'll notice that this button actually is duplicated in a couple places. It's in this Project Actions menu.
Uh-huh.
It's also in the title of the page.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you scroll down far enough, on any given project detail page, a little blue bar will pop up along the top with the name of the project and also Add Me to Bidders.
Oh, yeah.
So we're really trying to encourage people to use this button wherever they see it.
That's really good.
So
it seems important.
It really is. You know, it's some people, I guess, don't like to add themselves to a bidders list, but it lets everybody know that you are interested, that you're willing. It lets subcontractors know if you're a general
exactly.
to send to you, and if you're a general looking for subcontractors, you know who's
out
there.
Who's out there and who's expressed interest in it. Oh, nice.
It's pretty essential. So, I encourage you, click
nice.
That button.
Very cool.
When you do, it's going to take you to a page where all of your information, your basic contact information, is auto-filled.
Mm-hmm.
But if for some reason it needs to be changed for this project, you can enter in a different email address, different mm-hmm. phone number. You can be an entirely different person if you want to
you
be.
You can.
That's
wow.
your call.
Well, it's true, because sometimes you will be doing things for your boss.
Absolutely.
And or your boss will say, hey, I need you to chase this down, but put my name on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we try and give people that option without a lot of fuss to make it right.
Nice. I like it.
And one helpful thing that is at the bottom of your contact information piece is the option for a note. So it's blank when you first start using online plans, but a lot of companies use this just as a secondary plug for their services. So a lot of generals say, you know, soliciting sub bids specifically from DBEs, women-owned businesses, etc.
Right.
Suppliers will say, you know, we either are the primary supplier for XYZ sort of product that you absolutely need.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a somewhat underutilized feature from what I've seen, unfortunately, but one good thing is once you have entered in a note once and added yourself to a bidders list, mm-hmm. it will autofill that note for you with the same information after that.
Oh.
And again, you can edit it, but if you're going to be, you know, putting the same thing
Yeah,
on,
it's basically the same kind of information.
Right, and you don't have to do it every time.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. I like it.
So one other feature that I encourage people to take advantage of is after you've gotten all your contact information listed in there, off to the left you're going to see a list of numbers and kind of titles or business areas, if you will. All of them have little toggle switches next to them that say off, but you can scroll down and see which one particularly applies to the kind of work you do. Mm-hmm. So say in this case it was marine work for me. So I clicked that button and turned it on. And what happens then is when I hit submit, it tells me that I have been added to the bidders list and allows me to go back to the project details. And then once I scroll down on that bidders list, in this case it's very large.
Well, there you are.
It splits me out on the bidders list specifically in the area of marine work.
There you go.
Now you can see in the case of someone above here like Red Box Refuse, they've got themselves listed in the sanitation collection area and they're the only one having themselves listed in there.
Yeah.
And they have the benefit of having added their note in saying waste hauling and management.
Excellent.
And so they've set themselves up pretty well to be distinct from the rest of this very large bidders list.
Yeah.
And so people can find what they're looking for. Of course, they would be a subcontractor, mm-hmm. but they're not just lumped into this large subcontractor category that clearly contains everything from electric to flooring to sheet metal to communications, et cetera, et cetera.
Exactly.
It breaks mm-hmm. you out a little bit.
Excellent.
So that's the Add Me to Bidders List button.
Is that also, just for my information, I didn't mm-hmm. see it, but for instance, if that one company was under marine, would they also be, or sanitation for instance,
mm-hmm.
would they also be under subcontractor, or are they only in the one place?
They're only listed in the
okay.
one place.
Okay, that's mm-hmm. good to know though, because it is separated and very clear. Okay.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Now we've got a few more under the project actions before we move on. Underneath the Add Me to Bidders List button on project actions is a button that says track project. Once you've added yourself to the bidders list, it will automatically track a project for you, but say that you're interested in a project, but at this point you're not ready to commit to being added to the bidders list. But you want to keep track of it. You want to know what's going on with it. You want to know if addenda come out, if, you know, who's looking at it, that sort of thing. In that case, you can track the project.
Mm-hmm.
Now, quick aside, you can do that here, or underneath the whole project action menu, there's a tri-colored little sub-menu saying select interest.
Oh.
You can also track a project that way. And the secondary benefit of doing it down here is that when you navigate back to the main project grid where everything is shown,
mm-hmm.
this is going to color code the line of that project.
Oh, and people will see, yes, mm-hmm. an interest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Of course, it's only visible to you, but I am a very, very visual person.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to visualize and distinguish between yes, no's, and maybes very, very quickly.
That's great.
It's
yeah.
helpful.
Yeah.
Another aspect of the tracked project feature is up above the top of any given page is, of course, the main blue navigation bar, which we didn't go over extensively at first, but there's not a whole lot there.
Yeah.
Bidding, of course, gets you back to the main project grid,
uh-huh.
but just to the left of that is a My Projects Tracked button.
Oh.
So in here, it keeps track of all of those tracked projects for you.
Exactly.
Which, again, is helpful when you have 204 to navigate through potentially, and you don't want to search for it every time, you just want it to be there.
Exactly.
Easily mm-hmm. get to it. And it also keeps track of them even still once they have gone to bid.
Oh, wow.
And I'll tell you a little bit later why that is also particularly helpful.
Mm-hmm.
But anytime that you want to reference one of the projects you're interested in, you easily click that My Projects Track button.
Nice. And
find
it
on
right
there.
Up.
You can click right into it and check on that view activity button, check
yeah.
on the bidders list,
oh.
access documents, what have you.
Good. Mm-hmm. Nice.
So, going back to Project Actions menu again, underneath that Track Project button, this is that Add Note feature.
Yes.
That I was talking about earlier.
Uh-huh.
So that's where you can say, I'm just saying testing because no one else, you know, uh-huh. looks at it. But do note that you cannot delete notes once they've been added.
Which
we learned during a training.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Oh, I could imagine.
I guess you can edit at this point. Oh, look at that. Sometimes they roll out nice little updates that they don't tell us about.
Oh, there you go.
Double testing.
Testing and double testing.
Anyway.
Excellent.
So these are, of course, only visible to other people within your company. It's not going to be, you know,
nice.
User-wide.
Okay.
But just helpful. All right. Last item in the Project Actions menu is a feature that is helpful when you've gotten out of a main search that you've conducted from the bidding grid,
mm-hmm.
and you've selected a project. You might have forgotten to hit that little information button back on the main grid that allows you to drop down to documents and see where those specific keywords are.
Oh, yeah.
And if you try and navigate back, maybe the search disappears. Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when maybe you'd click into the View Project Docs and open up the documents. However, sometimes you click into that and realize that there are 17
so
different spec books, and
yes.
oh gosh, it'll be a nightmare to try and figure out where all that is.
Mm-hmm.
That's where this Search Spec Books button comes in handy.
Oh.
You click on that, and it takes you into kind of a condensed version of the primary search function. So here, I'm just going to enter in events again, because I know we got here somehow with it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And when you hit search, here again, it pulls up every single place.
Wow.
In all of the possible documents attached to it that it can.
Nice.
And once you find that, you can also open the file directly from there with a single click.
Exactly.
Makes it all as streamlined as possible in a lot of very big projects.
Wow. That really thinned it down
yeah.
to be able to find that term
mm-hmm.
in the midst of, there were a lot of books there, a lot of pages.
And they can, be hundreds of pages long each, so I don't envy anyone that doesn't have the find feature, you know.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
Yeah. So, we're just about done with the project detail page, which I know is pretty jam-packed, but
mm-hmm.
each one has its purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So, going back down, scrolling down to the bidders list, right above the main bidders list is the official project contact
mm-hmm.
for each project.
Nice.
Giving you their email address and hopefully their direct phone line. So should you need to contact the project owner with a question or a request for clarification, there you have it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, as noted before, the bidders list is going to be broken out by whatever category the bidders decided to put themselves under.
Mm-hmm.
If you scroll all the way down, you have the option to print.
Wow.
Have at it if you like.
Yeah.
Up to you. But if you look back up right above the bidders list, there's a small email icon and an underlined sentence saying, send email to bidders.
Oh, wow.
So if you click on that, it's going to open up
the entire bidders list.
The entire bidders
job.
List. Right.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So what you can do from here is you can decide kind of group by group or breakout by breakout, be it general contractor, subcontractor, sanitation, marine work, what have you, if you want to email certain portions of the bidders list.
Mm-hmm.
So, say you're a subcontractor, you probably want to email all of the general contractors on the bidders list. So it allows you to do that either one by one, general by general, if there are some you know you want to work with and don't.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can select all of them at once, en masse, and scroll down, in some cases for a while.
uh-huh.
And it gives you the option to send it with Outlook if you're an Outlook user, or send email, which takes you to another page where you can fill in the rest of your information.
Oh, fascinating.
Yeah.
I would think that with that, you can send an email to the general to say, I am on board. Can we meet and chat about this? Can we work together on this? This is what I'm thinking. That way you get your relationship established early on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
I've heard it's been pretty helpful for a lot of subcontractors in that way. It just cuts down on the time it takes to actually email those people.
And it lets people know that you're out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
All right, so that's the bulk, that's all of the project detail page. Any questions before we move on from it?
No, honestly, it is very user-friendly. I feel pretty comfortable being able to bop around in there and find things. Now, I may not find everything I'm looking for initially, but I certainly can know where to look just by looking at all these various pieces. Very nice detail. Thank you.
Absolutely. So, let's go check out the post-bid area. So this is another one of those buttons along the top blue bar, just to the right of the bidding portion.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is going to appear the exact same as the main bidding grid, but you'll notice that the bid dates for every project in here is, of course, something that's already passed.
Got it.
So this is kind of the repository for everything that's already gone by, and if you scroll to the bottom here, you'll see that this is 8,306 projects strong.
Wow.
And that is why it's important to track your projects.
I would say.
Because it's a lot easier to keep track of, you know, the maybe 100 or so that you've gone through during the life of online plans
exactly.
versus the 8,300.
Exactly. Wow. What a difference.
A little bit. So, the search function in here works the exact same way. So, you know, say there was a project that you wanted to know something about a long time back. You can't remember the exact name, but you remember it was in Fairbanks. You know, that might not cut it down too much at this point. But if you enter in Fairbanks and concrete, you know, you might have a better chance of pulling it up, or at least narrow down the time it takes to find it. So I don't have a good example off the top of my head, but we'll scroll down a bit so that I can show you what it looks like when a project has the results posted.
Oh, yes.
So for any given project, you can click in and see if it's been posted. Now, we are at the mercy of the project owner on these, so as soon as we get the bid results, we post them. However, if you're looking at it,
we have not yet received the results from the owner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You'll see a little note right above the project name on the detail page once you've clicked in saying, sorry, check back soon.
Okay, that's cool.
But once it is there.
There it is.
You'll see a little grid that breaks it out, including engineer's estimate if there was one, and then all of the bidders that were included in the results. That can vary, obviously, from 1 to 15.
Wow.
But we highlight the apparent low bidder on there, which usually is the one who got it. You can see that. You can see what city they're in. You can see their bid amount. And, yeah.
Now, you say usually. I can see that some bids come in and you'll pick the company. They might pick the company as opposed to the lowest bid. How do we ever know absolutely that that is the bid that was taken?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
When in doubt on a particular project, and yeah, that can happen where the apparent low bidder, you know, made an error in their bid, and so they have to go with the next one.
Exactly.
When in doubt on a particular project, just scroll down through that project detail page until you get to the project contacts and the project owner information.
Uh-huh.
Give them a call or an email and say, hey, curious about this. Can you clear up for me who was officially awarded that project?
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Thank you, because that is useful. Specifically, what I was thinking about is once an event or once an item is completed, a building is built, we could do an open house for you.
Mm.
So I'd love to know who did that, because we would make sure we made contact with them to find out when it's going to be done.
Absolutely.
That's a possibility for finding work from our arena.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Cool. And I loved hearing that. That's been the neatest thing about doing a lot of trainings, is because I've trained general contractors and subcontractors and suppliers on how to use it, and everybody has their own take on how
this to use
wealth
this.
Of information is going to be the most helpful to them.
Love it.
It's pretty cool.
Yum.
I'm going to backtrack just a little bit, because I realized that I have neglected to talk about one of the best search functions that there is.
Ooh.
And I'm so sorry.
Hey, well, you thought of it before we started.
Exactly. So, once you've hit upon those particular keywords that are really helpful in easily narrowing down and helping you find what projects are very applicable to you,
cool.
There's an easy way to allow you to kind of run at a one-click search all of that criteria at once.
Nice.
So the way to set something like that up, excuse me, is go ahead and click that Search Projects button above any old bid grid, mm-hmm. and when you initially do that without having any searches set up, in the bottom right corner will be an advanced search button.
Oh.
So you won't see any of that there initially.
Uh-huh.
You'll click that advanced search button and be shown a screen that allows you to name your search.
Yes.
Select specific regions of the state. Select specific project types, so if you just want supply service,
exactly.
You can have it. Enter in keywords, and then save it. So I'm not going to set up another one at the moment because I...
You have a few, I'm sure.
And that's pared down from like the 15 I used to have. But suffice to say, I've got electrical, I've got construction only, I've got interior and building, just mm-hmm. as a, you know, selected for like Fairbanks buildings, and then Southeast Freight.
Nice.
So you can go in and create as many of these as you can think of.
Uh-huh.
And then run them at a search.
That is so cool.
One quick thing to note here is once you have a few of them built up, you'll see the small grid at the top that kind of lists out all of your searches.
Uh-huh.
Now the third column over can be the most helpful thing in the world. You'll see that it's headed by a small envelope icon,
mm-hmm.
and initially you'll just see a bunch of no's going down in the column below it.
Oh.
What happens if you click on one of these no's is that it turns to a yes, and that means that the row, that search, so in this case electrical search,
yeah.
the no has been turned into a yes in the envelope column, and that means that in my daily project email that comes to me every morning kind of telling me what new projects are on the site, what has gone to bid, etc., there will now be above all of that, a small area that says results for electrical search.
Wow.
So any projects that have come on the site that are relevant specifically get highlighted in that area, and you go, I know I want to look at that.
Yes, because you may have 30 and you know you want to look at those too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fantastic.
We try and save you time everywhere we can.
Yeah, there you go.
But do note that you have to click that no to a yes, otherwise...
It'll stay no.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nice.
But even if you don't want that coming in your email, that's fine. You can still, once you've set up those safe searches, go back to the Search Projects button. And once you're there, you'll see all of your saved searches listed
nice.
Right there. And so I can run my electrical search with one click and whatever other criteria I had in there.
Uh-huh.
Don't know what they were. But narrowed me down to 99 potential projects.
Nice.
Now I think, let's see what Southeast Freight was. That's a little more specific, and let's see how far that can narrow things for
oh,
us.
Yeah.
When it's a much tighter set of criteria.
Oh,
that's down to 29.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah. So that's the saved search function, and it is beyond helpful.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
Very much. Because everyone is busy.
Mm-hmm.
And if we could figure out ways to make it faster, you're going to find more work. You're going to find more connections. You're not going to get frustrated if you have to go in and spend 3 hours chasing things. You can't do that every day.
No.
So this will make it very, very quick.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I'll wrap up pretty quick here with the five small icon buttons that live along the top
mm-hmm.
of either the bidding or post-bid project grid or even your My Projects Tracked grid. So, starting from left to right, the first is, when you click on it, a map.
Oh.
So this shows you by page, basically a plotted map of where all of these projects per each page are.
Wow.
So you're basically looking at a Google map that shows you, you know, there is a project there on Kodiak. Once you click on the little pin, it pops up that info for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can say, oh, yes, no, maybe so. Save track, add me to bidders again.
You can even add to calendar.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
You can. You can put it right in your Gmail or Outlook.
Yum.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice, too. That would be a good feature. Mm-hmm.
And then moving over from the map one is a different calendar.
A different
internal
calendar.
One for this,
yeah.
Where it includes everything that's bidding in the next, you know, calendar time there. Shows you that there's, tomorrow there are 19 projects.
That's what I was looking at. I was looking at it going, that's when they're due. That's how many projects are coming through due tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, 19. Mm-hmm.
So it lets you know, if you have an offhand question about something entirely not related, maybe don't contact the generals that day.
Yes.
They might not want to hear it.
Very smart.
Going back from there, this is a fun feature in the middle, which, well, they're all blue and orange. I can't describe it very well. It's the middle icon. This is a watch list. So this functions as kind of a way to keep track of what everybody's doing. When you initially open this up, this will also have nothing on it in the same way that your saved search will.
Oh, yeah. You start searching and you add someone.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
But you can search for a company, say Pacific Pile and Marine. And, oh, there's quite a few Pacifics. Well, let's do WH Pacific then. Once you find the company you're looking for, you can click that button to add them to your watch list.
Nice.
And you can immediately click from there to where it says they're on three bidding projects. You can see, hey, that's what they're up to right now.
Wow.
Okay. And that's what the watch list allows you to do. So if you go back to your populated watch list and click on STG Incorporated and say, hey,
fun.
What are they up to right now? And it shows you what they've done in the past as well.
It does.
Yeah.
Wow. This is neat. Learning a lot.
I couldn't agree more. So the last two buttons, one is a export grid to Excel button, so that just takes the current page that you're looking at and
puts it onto an Excel sheet,
mm-hmm.
spreadsheet.
Takes the bid date, the project name, location, and I think the reference number for you.
Wow.
If it's helpful, there it is.
Yeah.
The next one is a print grid, so same thing, just print it out for you.
Yeah.
Wow. And that's that.
Well, thank you, Lauren. This
You're
has
very
been
welcome.
Really informative. I have learned a lot, and now I know where to start.
Mm-hmm.
You've made a big difference. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to the Alaska Works podcast, brought to you by a generous contribution from the Construction Industry Progress Fund and the Associated General Contractors of Alaska.